Pezza, I'm sitting in a courtyard out the back of your Airbnb in Christchurch this morning, and I'm reflecting. I'm reflecting about what sport is for most people. Is it like, is sport winning and losing just straight black and white? Who is the best? Who is the worst? Who is not as good as someone else? Who is better than others? Is it moments? Is it like, is it joy? Is it like if you are part of not that a successful side, but you get these moments of joy and then you celebrate that beyond perhaps what others would describe as success? Mm-hmm. So like, but is it that moment of like who you get to share that moment of joy with, whether it's winning or losing or just like a wicket or a goal or a try or a fucking match point in a tennis? Like what, like is it that? Is it like, I remember watching the games with my dad. I was there with my mates. We were at a 21st. It was a 30th party. Like, what was the environment of what that is? So, like, what actually is it? What is it, it being sport for a fan? Because I wake up this morning and I see India absolutely dominating England again in a test. We've said this before, if you're an England fan, literally no shame in losing to this Indian side for the past 10 years at home, when the Indies at home. And every bit of media that I'm consuming is just complete celebration of a mediocre international test team in England. This guy has done something good in this one moment. India are so far ahead of this game and they're going to win the series 4-1. But all I'm getting is, fuck, England are just amazing, aren't they? So, what I want to ask is, what the fuck is that?
Fuck, it's cold here. It's the rise of populism.
Okay.
I know what you're referring to. You're referring to like Ben Stokes bowling one cricket ball.
Yep.
And getting a wicket.
Good ball. Really good ball.
I think there was one headline saying like Stokes matches both of them as England face tricky day in India. And India, hello yeah. India.
Good morning.
We're about to do it. As predicted on the show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
on day two, India turned England over and went to work.
Oh, they went to work hard.
England had one day Guernseys on,
mm-hmm.
in a dungeon,
mm-hmm.
and India had a day where their family was away. Wife and kids went out.
Yeah, I've got the house
India,
to myself.
India went down to the dungeon,
mm-hmm.
put the old one day jersey on,
yep.
on the skeleton there, turned it over, went to work.
That's right.
And you're talking about, I understand this happened on day one, dry swall 50,
mm-hmm.
Rohit 100,
mm-hmm.
Gill 100,
mm-hmm.
Padikkal on debut 60. Mm-hmm. Safraz 50. No one in the top order missed out.
Yep.
Everybody feed bag. Everybody strapped a feed bag and went to work. India's still batting.
Yeah.
They're 8 for 470.
That's right.
And yet, in the Anglosphere, ladies and gentlemen, you wake up, as you can see that we've woken up, you have a look at the reflections in the Anglosphere, and it is just, it's an amazing phenomenon going on. It is just praise. It's praise of what England are doing. They don't deserve praise. It's going to be 4-1.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far with it.
Okay.
But what I saw yesterday, just for me, I don't know if I'm out of line.
Right, maybe.
I don't know if I'm out of line. I just saw an Indian team turn over England and
yeah.
go to work
yeah.
at Dharamshala with the wonderful backdrop of the Himalayas.
Yeah.
I just saw guys scoring runs. I saw a lot of guys hitting quicks over the top. I saw a couple of English spinners have a go
mm-hmm.
and fail at the test level
mm-hmm.
in this particular moment. And not other moments, just this moment. I saw Indian players strap a feed bag onto their, like around their necks,
yep.
into their mouth and
yep.
just munch away. And I actually left wanting more.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's my reflection. We're just one media outlet.
That's right.
And maybe we're out of line.
Yeah.
But just in terms of what my eyes and my brain computed, yeah. what my eyes saw and what the brain computed, India fucked on England yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that reflected in the Anglosphere.
Yeah. Other opinions are available and you can find them consistently across the Anglosphere.
Yeah. So just a lot of like, they've done well in England.
Stop getting mad at what we have just seen and just computed in our brains. You know, I'm looking at
two
one.
Teams are playing a game of cricket.
Yeah,
and one is fucking on the other. I think that's what's happening.
Now might be a good time to bring up the scores of the day. Let's have a look at India's first innings. Of course, we spoke about Jaiswal, who was dismissed last night. Then Rohit and Shubman Gill made 100 and 310, respectively, and respectfully.
Geez, Zach Crawley batted well.
Yeah. Shubman Gill scored 200s and made another 90. But geez, Zach Crawley's having a good series, isn't he? Padukal, 65. Really Safraz Khan, 56. Jadeja, Jarrell, 15 each. Ashwin didn't get off the mark, unfortunately, for him in his 100th test match. Yadav and Bumrah at the crease, 27 and 19 to finish the day's play, 8 for 473. If we turn over to the bowling figure, Shoaib Bashir, who apparently was ill before the game and maybe even during the game, 4 for 170, so that's nice for him. Hartley, 2 for. Mark Wood, none, as with Joe Root. Anderson picks up one. He picks up Shubman Gill in a nice delivery as well. Seen that before, I feel like.
Did they take yesterday and actually give it?
Yeah.
Know you're going for the scores, but like give it to the batter.
Yeah. And then Ben Stokes, 5 overs, 1 for 17. So the situation in the game is that England are 255 runs behind, still yet to bowl India out in their first innings. We're probably looking at a 3 innings game here. Maybe not. Of course, it's just there's so much harm.
If India bats again, that's unbelievable.
something's happened. I suppose let's talk about the first session of the game, though. You know what? No. Fuck that. Go on, Charlie. Roll the clip.
Did you think that the power that brought you here had given up on you? But when would you believe in yourself if not at the finish line? Why hit the brakes when there's still fuel in the tank? Because the power that brought you here is still in you. All you need is a little spark to go like hell. Hell energy.
Always good to get hell energy drinking, maybe for just one or two more times in this series. Talk about the first session of the day, where Rohit and Shubman were just electric. I mean, they were just piling on runs quite quickly as well. England, I suppose, actually did rein it in a bit, and they took 7 for 200 in the last two sessions. So, you know, is that good? It's something. But the damage was done in that first session. Rohit Sharma, it's another 100 for him in the series. I think he's already had one. Mm. Yeah, I'm losing track of all the runs being scored.
I feel like India's barely been in the series despite being on the precipice of winning 4-1.
Exactly. I don't think I want to talk about Rohit Sharma this time, though. I want to talk about Shubman. Obviously, he gets another bow from the Prince as he goes to 100, batting in a cap as well. That makes me feel nice. And we're also getting a lot of imagery of Shubman Gill's father in the stands. Mm. And we were talking about this yesterday, Pezza. Like, now you're a father yourself. I feel like one of the great things, we know Shubman Gill's father has very high standards. I remember after the Gabba test match, when it was Shubman Gill's first series, he was upset with him that he didn't make 100, even though Shubman Gill made 90 in that game, 90-something. Yeah. Yeah. And he said, he missed out on innings. And I like that kind of tiger energy, you know, really.
Did we ask Shubman about Cummins and all those guys were talking about bumping him?
Yeah.
And he said something like, just keep bowling there? That's pretty good.
But there's something about Shubman's dad being in the stands where it feels like, you know, these are Shubman's dad's runs, you know? Yeah. Like, Shubman Gill is just a product, of course, of Shubman Gill's dad.
Yeah.
And these are really his dad's runs. It's his dad's time, and he's got a lot of airtime, and I respect that.
I think there should be, like, I like that Indian cricket coverage is leaning into the parent stuff.
Yes.
And, like, I know that in India, parent stuff is a really, like a deep well of narrative, that's its own thing, mm-hmm. just as it is everywhere around mm-hmm. the world. India has its own thing with that, and I like seeing, like, I like that every time Shubman hit a boundary or a six, the camera flashed to his dad.
Yeah,
because now we're understanding, like, in this world, it's just like, this is all about dad.
It's
like,
just
like,
all about dads.
Dad's there. You come out of your father's penis.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's it.
And so every time you hit a boundary, he's basically hit a boundary.
You know, it's funny because Shubman Gill wouldn't exist if it wasn't for his dad's dick.
Exactly, and none of us would.
That's exactly right. That's pure biology.
And if you do know your father, congratulations and all that. Like, you did come out of a penis at some point.
People might be watching this channel for the first time and think, that is disgusting and actually disgraceful to talk about that.
And lazy and weak.
Yeah, but the fact that we're just talking, this is actually a biology channel. It's just biology, science. None of us, and none of what happened yesterday, good and bad, would have happened without your dad's dick.
Yeah.
That's just biology.
Yeah. That's a fact. Choosing to focus on it is its own creative choice.
That is a choice.
Like a little bit distasteful.
That's right. For a guy who's scored another test 100. Assuming
you'll hit 6 or a 4 and you think, oh, that's dad cock stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But what we're saying is that anything you do that's good is dad cock stuff and bad.
The way he caressed the ball through the offside, went down the ground just after lunch break as well. I was saying, thank God for his dad's penis.
Penis, yeah.
That's what I was just thinking. Anyway, when he went to his 100, Harsha was on commentary, who's been doing the commentary for this test in Dharamshala. And he made the comment that he's going to be some player, this guy. And it's like, if there are higher highs to reach for this guy already, I mean, it's just been an incredible start.
Is he not here yet?
Well, I think he's... The original inverted commas top four big boys are all still playing. I know Virat's not playing this test match at the moment, but in terms of the next line of big boys, I mean, Shubman Gill has to be there. He's a three format player.
It was one of Harsh's best pieces of commentary, to be honest. So what a player he's going to be. It's like, man, what is he now?
Oh my God,
is he not even here?
Mm.
And once he is here, what is it?
Mm. That might be a shot across the bows from Harsha, that one. You know,
we know what he's like. Hello, Harsha.
We know what he's like.
No, I mean, if we are being real, I know a lot of this stuff isn't being covered across the Anglosphere.
Yeah.
It is nice to have Harsha narrating India feedbagging the shit out of England.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you know, Harsh is just going, what's it going to be? He scores 100 and Harsh just is like, I don't even know what this is going to be. Brackets, when it starts.
Yeah, imagine when it starts to get good.
Exactly.
Oh my God, Harsh, what are you doing to me?
This summer in Australia.
He's the king.
Yeah.
He's the king, isn't he? Rohit Sharma, another 100, of course. And should we talk about Padikkal, who makes 50? Yeah. I thought Sarfraz and Padikkal both batted nicely.
I like watching Sarfraz.
Because they're so early in their careers, it's not quite as it's not quite the level of like Rahane, Pujara, Kohli, that sort of axis there.
They bring it in and they just go to work.
Yeah, I mean, if you give that enough test matches, I feel like there's enough runs there to figure it out. I mean, obviously doing it away is going to be the big test,
obviously when you know Stark commentator would you know put it through the chest
against our boys,
we'll see what it's made of, and I don't think I'd like to see them do it against our boys.
Yeah,
once.
Well, they've already seen what we've done to Glenn Phillips and Tom Blundell. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, I would like to see I'd like to see how they go against our boys. But the thing is, when I watch Sarfraz and Padikkal bat, the thing that concerns me is I don't think they know what it is to not score runs.
Yeah,
like from children onwards, you know,
it's a mathematical equation.
Show me a
figure
child
out.
Until they're seven, and I'll show you the man.
Right.
And I just think until they're seven, all they've known is scoring runs. Yeah. They actually don't know how not to score them.
It's actually a university degree in some unis there in India. Yeah, run scoring.
Out in the Maidans there.
That's where most of the practical work is done.
And you get gifted your degree.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyway, should we talk about let's talk about Ben Stokes's delivery, because I found it interesting in
it was
a sense.
A good ball.
I mean, it was a great ball. It's the first ball he's bowled since I think Nick Knight said in July, maybe. No, he definitely hasn't bowled this series. And I found it interesting the moment he came on to bowl here was because the game was I'll get the score up when it actually was. It was about 270 or something, wasn't it? When he came on to bowl, so he picked up Rohit Sharma 275. So it was 1 for 275. It was the 61st over of the innings. So he hasn't bowled for 5 test matches and he comes on in the 61st over. I wondered, was he just fucking sick of what was happening, what he was saying? He was like, fuck this, I'm just going to do it myself. Was that the vibe of it? Because they were getting absolutely pummeled at that point. And he comes in first ball and just lands an absolute peach. And there's elements to this where I'm like, it is a shame because of how good a cricketer Ben Stokes is that his powers have been diminished because he hasn't batted well at all in the last couple of series.
He's very charismatic.
We don't
talk
about it. The captaincy is good, to be fair.
Field placements and stuff.
And he hasn't scored a run for a while. And so, but without him bowling, you do miss these like long spells and these big joyous moments for English fans that he can produce. And like he just comes on at that moment. And I wonder why he came on at that moment. Was it because like, fuck this, I've had enough of watching this dog shit? Do you think that's what it was?
We did watch every ball of this game.
Yeah.
Of the day's play. Yeah, it was almost like the ball was too good. The ball was so good to the point. It was like, where's this been?
Yeah.
Was
Ollie Robinson played a test.
Was this available? Because I watched Ollie Robinson bowl. That was not available when he was bowling.
That's right.
I don't know what to say. I presume that he had enough Stokes and just wanted to bowl.
Yeah.
And
I think bowls five overs, so he's obviously not fit, quite clearly. So I just wonder why he did that. Why he did that then?
Well, like, I guess just to show, you know, that he, what a man he is. Like, what a wonderful leader.
What I wouldn't give.
I'm sorry, but like, there is enough media talking about like wanking over his five over spell when India went to work. Like, we've said several times that Ben Stokes is probably the most valuable player in world cricket.
Right.
And that we'd love him in our side, and he's just is an incredible cricketer, mm-hmm. especially in big moments. But mm-hmm. I don't need to spend time talking about how good it is, because you know that every single fucking outlet is going to focus on that.
Yeah.
When India turned England over yesterday
mm-hmm.
and went to work.
Do you want to talk about Shoaib Bashir's 4 for 170? Should have had 5. Stokes dropped him.
He's just a young spinner in India getting pumped and all good. And he's going to find it hard when he goes back home. And that's hard as well. He's done really, really well, Shoaib Bashir.
Yep.
Like, but India's playing against a team called England. England's struggling in this game. Why are we talking about like England again? A couple of England guys ago. They're just getting pumped.
Yeah.
That's it. Just two teams. One is on top. Deluxe.
Mate, I keep saying this, but I'm going to say it again. I just keep feeling like England are not a bad team, but they're by no means a good team. But like they're just average. They're just a mediocre team. And like the celebration of averageness is I'm getting crow's feet from it.
Taking a couple of wickets yesterday.
There was a couple guys of like send off in the eyes, you know.
Guys had their tongues out.
Yeah.
We had some hand over mouth stuff.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
I just it's for me, I don't understand.
Now it could be an Australian thing that just wouldn't pass muster. Like if we had like guys doing that,
you're getting again smashed when we're getting absolutely smashed, and you get a wicket, going.
Yeah, and you're getting your tongue out and stuff. Fair
play. Yeah. Like for you and your life and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like from an Australian perspective, which is we're third wheel in this, so our perspective doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We don't have a dog in this fight.
No.
But if taking a wicket, that's fucking
yeah.
They've put 400.
Mate, you'd be slaughtered. Which, like, I mean, Australians probably go.
You'd never play.
Australians probably take it too far the other way. But like, surely there's somewhere
in the
middle.
Against New Zealand today. To be honest.
Okay, setting up.
We're pushing shit up a hill facing Cougs. You know. But even so, I just think a lot of Indian people are watching this going like, why are you guys still talking about England?
Yeah, yeah.
And like we're reacting to England talking about themselves.
Yeah, that's funny.
I just want to keep focusing on the fact that they're just getting fucking pumped.
Yeah.
By an Indian side that is on one leg, and as we discussed yesterday, that's a tripod.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a third leg.
Let's talk about the day three coming up today as Indians wake up in the morning, and indeed English people wake up in the morning as well ahead of the day three test. The third day of the test. And are we looking at the last day, do you think, today, Pezza? They're leading by 255. They've still got 2 wickets to go. So that could be over pretty quickly, depending how it plays out. But do you think that India is going to bat again? I mean, India's just about to score 500 on this deck. England well unders in their first innings. But at this point, in a dead rubber test match, there ain't a lot to play for. The English guys have been there for a fair amount of time. The IPL's coming up. There's a whole lot of reasons to suggest to me that this game is over in about 2.5 sessions.
Yeah, like, they've been in India for 9 weeks. And
it's a long time away from home.
All of them except for Zach Crawley are averaging under 30. And Zach Crawley averages 31, and Michael Vaughan says he's the greatest player to average 31.
The greatest player in Test history.
And India has, like, Ashwin, Kuldeep, and Jadeja, each of them in their own way, ravenous for wickets.
Yep.
On a spinning Dharamshala deck.
Yeah, there's guys playing for 10 for...
Yeah, and England is, what, 250 behind?
Yep.
Sorry, I fail to see how India bats again.
All right. Hashtag AskTGC. Naran8600 said, hashtag AskTGC. Some of the England players can use their second innings batting for IPL practice.
Yeah.
I bet you agree. Sometimes I feel almost the entire series they batted like they are preparing for IPL. Well, as we know, that is the pinnacle. for some of these guys. So
getting ladders up to the IPL.
How does that Crawley batted himself into an IPL deal? Does he even have one?
No, I mean, he's barely got a BBL deal.
The BBL is the pinnacle, as we know. Big Bash League.
Zach Crawley, as we've said, he is the greatest player to average 31.
That's right.
Vaughan's probably right about that.
Yeah.
Crawley's been really good, genuinely. But, there's so much chat about Crawley making 79. Schubert makes 110, and he's not even in form.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what they do. It's gaslighting stuff.
Crawley.
Indy's barely in this series. They're going to win 4-1.
Crawley's had an incredible series. Wouldn't make it into the Indian team. Oh. Who's he replacing? Someone maybe down the order?
Crawley's good.
He's had a good series. Anyway, once again, we've spent the whole
once
time.
Once again. I wouldn't bet on it because we don't really do gambling. But
that's right.
But it is laddering up to the IPL. We're looking forward to the IPL.
Looking forward to the IPL.
Okay, our IPL coverage, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to be this. we're going to be in studio morning after. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
This stuff, India's just turned England over in this series.
Yeah, as expected. Yeah. All right, well, we'll be back later today, in fact, on the channel to review day two of the New Zealand and Australia Test match here in Christchurch. We are back in Melbourne tomorrow, actually, on Sunday. But who knows? Maybe all Test matches will be over by then. I don't know, and neither do you. We'll see you guys on the internet real soon. Cheers.